This is iCulture Radio on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio, brought to you by The Alliance, a professional association with a focus on inspirational lifestyle, culture, arts, entertainment, and music. This radio forum brings you culturally relevant insights and a fresh perspective on the entertainment industry. Your comments and questions are welcome during the broadcast. Call us live on the air at 404-355-8699. That's 404-355-8699. Now, tonight's edition of iCulture Radio. Here's Mama Glow.
Hey there. To all folks, we are live and at remote here out at the Holiday Inn. And what's the conference?
It's Kingdomwood Christian Film Festival, making films of faith.
Films of faith.
We are on our
Man, all the way out here, North Atlanta, Chamblee, Dunwoody, man, away from the station. Yo, this is fun.
And I was all looking very, very fly.
Oh, we had to represent, you know?
Mom, you are just glowing tonight. Can I say that?
I'm always looking for somewhere out there, somewhere out there, Out here at this conference, we just call it the person.
Man, he gave up working at Emory, working in the secular, as he called it, you know, not using his gifts. He gave it up because he felt he needed to follow his dream. And so he is here at the film festival trying to learn more about the film industry because he wants to chase God and chase his dream in film.
Hallelujah.
Clay.
That's what we're doing. So we're going to do what we do best.
Make sure y'all remember that scripture. Let's shout it up with a little of that music because Earth already said I'm flying.
Oh, yeah.
Let me go ahead and get on the track with it. Let's get it.
Yeah, that's right. You know what it is, man. It's your homeboy DJ Somatic, S-E-M-A-T-I-C. Right now, rocking with my homegirl, Ursula. You are listening to iCulture Radio, baby. Radio that is impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring the culture. Let's get it.
David Banner.
Music. Uh-huh.
Oh.
I know times hard, but you're trying to maintain. Don't worry about nothing, just keep doing your thing. I said I know times hard, but you're trying to maintain. Don't worry about nothing, just keep doing your thing. My change under strain, yep, money hella funny. Baby mama been tripping, plus another baby coming. I feel like I've been running from this car all my life. You use this music as a tool and lead them back to Christ. Lord, I need some strong advice, cause there's pressure in this industry. I be in some places that temptation just take over me. The closer that I get to you, something that'll hinder me. I hope the world can hear my heart, despite my iniquity. Hanging a fence, over the fence, Lord, I'm repenting for it. Instead of y'all judging me, y'all should just be praying for me. Meddle a bit, hustle a bit, I promise y'all I'm working on it. Positivity, because I know I'll be delivered from it. Sitting by the Mississippi River, just wasting time.
Goodbye.
We just keep on going.
the power of good. Whenever I wanna do bad, my wrongs keep on making me sad. But I'ma use my power for good. The power of good. I'm doing cause I gotta be strong. The world keep on doing me wrong. But I'ma use my power for good. The power of good. Devil keep on saying it's bad, but I'ma keep on doing what's good, good, good. The power of good, good, good. Everything is working for good. The devil keep on saying it's bad, but I'ma keep on doing what's good.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Erica Kumbo, and you're listening to iCulture Radio. That's radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring culture.
All right.
We are
back.
And
we
did it again.
All right.
All right, we're doing big time now, aren't we?
Yeah, man.
I mean, beyond big time, because we have somebody sitting in the room right now who is, like, off the chart, Richard Scales.
For doing it.
In the field for things, the movies, the plays.
Yeah.
Can I give a quick shout-out to technology, though? Like, y'all don't know, man. We out here doing a live remote. Family down with you, North Atlanta, at Holiday Inn.
On the smartphone, though.
Yes.
On the smartphone.
And rocking the show from
the tablet.
From the tablet.
Okay.
They trained him. You know Mama blowing the house for hey, whatever. I'm good. I'll go with
you. You're doing it, Mom.
Okay.
None other than the illustrious, very talented, and intelligent Audrey Thomas, CEO, founder of Driven Films, and Christian Wood. Kinglewood Christian Film Festival, Making Films of Faith Conference. Welcome, Ms. Thomas.
Thank you.
We're so excited to have you. We're so excited to be a part of this momentous occasion.
Yes.
Tell us, what can attendees to this conference expect this weekend?
You know, it's going to be a great weekend, and I'm going to give all glory to God.
Amen.
If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be making this happen. But we're going to honor him by making films of faith.
That.
So what we're doing here this weekend, well, let me just go back a little bit.
Okay.
Even tonight, we have an opportunity for people to come out and mix and mingle, speak to each other, able to encourage each other to come on back out here tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
which we will have from Soup to Nuts, How to Make a Film of Faith.
Wow. What was that phrase you just used? From what?
Soup to Nuts.
Is that like Southern? What is
So I can be a virtual novice at making film and walk away from this conference knowing a good bit of how to go and produce my own work.
Exactly.
Yeah, and if their idea is really, really over the top, I mean, and anointed, you would even hook up with them to try to be a partner with that, or are there partners out here that will hook up with them if that idea is the idea?
Well, you know, it's, society always looking for good stories,
mm-hmm.
and because all of us have something to share.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's really captivating for a wide audience, then there are distribution companies that want to go get take it to the next level.
Okay.
And what are we doing with making films of faith is we're going to be shooting short films.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do is not overwhelm our filmmakers
mm-hmm.
of what they're going to learn from us.
Mm-hmm.
So they have an opportunity to understand step by step what it takes to make film.
Well, you know what I was awesomely blown away with and blessed with, and Rick was too, that you've got people out there now from Ohio, from Delaware.
Right.
One guy, he told us his story that he gave up everything in the secular because this is where his heart was, and he went online and you know invested in himself, and he's out there. What else was he saying, Rick?
It was an awesome story. The man's name was Clay, by the way. We met him.
Really?
So shout out to Clay.
Amen.
But yeah, it was an awesome story. He was just talking about how he gave up, you know, his job. job. He was working with he was working at Emory, he was working with the mentally ill, like he was doing things. He said he just told his supervisor, you know, I appreciate the work that I've done with you all, I appreciate you, but I just feel as if I need to use my dream, right? It's a calling.
And now Audrey, how many times have you ran into people in a similar situation and because of your vision, and I'm sure you have a similar testimony.
I do.
You know, have been able to help develop dreams for other people.
You know, it's really amazing because the people that come to me is the ones that God sent to me.
Amen.
And I truly pray for help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, He sent me who stories need to be told.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
A lot of times I am on my own screening team is because I'm in prayer. And it's a lot of times I go into the Bible and study their film.
Wow.
So I want to make sure this film is going to reach you. It's going to reach,
mm-hmm.
teach, and inspire you. I want it to motivate you. I want it to change life. We want to save souls through making film.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many opportunities that you can make. All you have to do is just pick up and follow God.
Ah,
and it's amazing that He are sending people to Kingdomwood, not Hollywood. And true enough, it is a lot of those stories, and I really appreciate it. I'm going to actually meet this gentleman.
Right.
That people would come this far,
mm-hmm.
to follow God's will.
Yeah.
So I have to be obedient,
mm.
when I have these types of talents. The people following Kingdomwood, they don't know me to understand how obedient I am.
Right. Amen. And over the, now tell us, how long have you been doing Kingdomwood?
Kingdomwood's been around 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just amazing. It's an amazing journey, and it belongs to Him.
Right.
I'm just a steward.
Amen. And I have to say, I had the privilege of working with you for about a year and a half, and really learning from your tutelage and just seeing. I mean, this woman is so versed in this film, and she's invested. You know what I'm saying? She takes her own dollars.
Right.
Be able to go to other film festivals, meet people, to network, and then bring it back and provide it for others here in the Southeast and, you know, this part of the country. So I know we're going to talk to you some more. We got some more music and some pay some bills with our sponsors. So we're going to come right back and top it up through with Audrey Thomas.
All right.
Thank you.
Keep the lights on.
The UGAI Community Improvement Corporation, or KIC, is a 501c3 organized for redefining ghetto fabulous. You heard that right. UGAI KIC is most concerned with strengthening, empowering, and enhancing the quality of life for individuals and families of urban communities. UGAI KIC is providing scholarships to students desiring careers in the urban inspirational music and entertainment industry, creating music programs in schools that have limited to no music programs, providing mentoring and leadership resources and programming to challenged individuals, single-parent households, and urban neighborhoods and communities. UGAI KIC is providing various tools and resources to bridge success, wealth empowerment sessions, and educational seminars to transform disparaging financial positions, closing the digital divide, a dress for success clothing closet, and spiritual gifts and an entrepreneurial program. To find out how you can get involved, support, or donate, visit UGAICIC.org. That's UGAICIC.org.
Calling all ministers of the tribe of Judah, have you ever wondered how the Harlem Choir or the Gaithers or Yolanda Adams gets that soul-stirring sound and you're crying? It is the power of the anointing. Well, now we have Flowing in the Anointing workshops. We'll train your music minister to destroy yokes and remove burdens with the power of the anointing through every performance, whenever they open their mouths, through the instrument, dance, or lifting their hands for praise. For more information, call me, Mama Glow Glow, 770-892-9987 or 770-892-9987. Let's get your warriors trained today.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
We are back coming at you live again, and we got some guests that are here, and they're coming in like water. They just opened up the door, and Rick, I'm yeah. like, man, they out there.
They just manna from heaven.
I'm out there.
Just falling.
Now, who are you?
My name is Kelly Bolton. You're from Columbus, Ohio.
Wow, you came all the way down here to the seminar.
Yes, ma'am. We drove in this morning.
Whoa.
This morning.
Oh, yeah.
So what did you want to get from the seminar?
Well, I'm a Christian author, writer, and I want to draw from that and change my books into movies.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Well, and so you have how many books out?
I have two. And their names? The first one is titled You Said You Love Me, and it addresses dating and domestic violence.
Wow.
And the second one is titled Church Gossip.
Oh, that church gossip is an amazing one. Girl, you're trying to you mess something up with that. They said the church already running.
Yeah.
And say I'm ready.
Yeah.
They already running. And they got the fumigators out and everything. That's my dad going to do something, okay? I would like to see that one in play.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's going to be the old women up there doing all that talking, too. What did you bring with you?
I brought Mr. Joseph Woods, also with us from Columbus, Ohio.
Joseph on the phone.
How you doing?
We are excited that you came to the conference.
And
so what role do you play in it?
I'm actually a singer, writer.
Oh, you're a singer?
Wow.
Okay, block me 16 bars of song.
How about to praise you through the good and the bad? I'll praise you, whether happy or sad. I'll praise you in all I do.
Wow. Okay, killed that. Okay, you killed. When is your project coming out?
My project actually coming out next year. It'll be February the 14th.
Okay, well, you need to make sure again with
Earth.
Right. So much respect. Wait, it was at the drop of a dime, though. So this guy dropped. He didn't think.
No. He is a true vocalist, the minister of Judah. Whenever I ask ministers of Judah to give me 16 bars, if they hesitate, they're not there.
Come on,
you already gave them.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Right.
You know what I love about this? This is an opportunity not only for people of faith to come together
yes.
and fellowship
yes.
and network, but then with what's emerging in film and theater and television, you know, all these great people coming together, and it's not like, you know, we have to be separated or be set apart. We're all congregating and in celebration for one reason, and that's kingdom.
Sure.
Being the content in the marketplace, in mainstream media that people can respect, enjoy, and it's done in excellence. So I'm
just yeah, we on the same team. We just play different positions, you know.
That's what I love about it as well is they're willing to invest in themselves. Before, 10 years ago, conferences were all about the word, you know, the Levitical word.
Yeah.
And you came and you got the Levitical word and you went back out and you witnessed, or you didn't witness, because that's the gossip part. Come on, boom, boom, boom. But you were supposed to, you know, Mama Glow said it. But the bottom line is now they're doing the conferences, like Earth said, for iCulture, where we're able to expand and do all the other leaves that God has on his tree, because this music is not secular. God created this. And in the theater and the plays and the books and stuff. So I'm excited to be living in a time like this for that.
It's amazing that we're all coming on one accord.
Yeah.
It's like an upper room experience to expand the kingdom. We all have the same mindset. It's just, you know, getting to that one accord.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe that the world can do it. Why can't it be with X?
Okay, let me tell you, I believe that because the world is doing it, it points to the fact that the kingdom should be doing it and should be setting the standard.
Right.
Come on now, I call the
leader. Exactly.
We should be the ones that are being the pace setters, setting the trends for how the market responds.
Right,
so
right.
I love this. Tell us, I'm sorry, I missed your name, Kelly. How long have you been doing place?
Writing.
How long?
I've been writing for about the last 7 years.
Wow.
So I started writing my first book, You Said You Love Me, Drug Intimidating and Domestic Violence. I wrote that in 2009. God gave me that to write after the Chris Brown and Rihanna incident.
Okay.
You Said You Love Me, the title comes from the reason why he wanted that violence to stay, because he said he loved me.
Wow.
He wouldn't do it
again.
And I had to take place in a Christian school, because it's an issue that we don't address in church yet. And so we got great response, and so the following year we turned You Said You Love Me into a play.
Wow.
And then, you know, just talking to different people and to find out why they don't go to church, and find out many people have been hurt in the church, and things that have been said.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the title Church Gossip came from.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's although the title says one thing, when you get to the end of the book, it is an awesome ending and all that healing process.
Okay, and so in writing the book, you transitioned to the play. What was that like to take it from the book form into an actual onstage presentation?
It was an awesome, awesome experience.
Okay.
And to see young people, many that had not even read the book, embrace the vision of it, take it and run with it, you know, share with their family and friends.
Wow.
We had two shows, very good turnout, and, you know, the young people, they embraced the message, and they left with the message that empowered them. They
have
in a relationship where there is love.
That's awesome.
We based it on 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8,
right.
All
right.
What love is.
Yeah.
So they have that understanding.
That is awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Just to have a voice for the young people, you know, that is one of the issues that they have a lot of times. They have things to say. They have issues that they deal with, and, you know, but a lot of times they don't get to share it. And, you know, to have people who want to speak out for them is just so awesome. So kudos and applause.
Yes. Before we go to break, pass it back to Pocket. Pocket. Don't say your name and end up with a whole nother song, okay? Your name first, Pocket.
Well, my name is Joseph Woods.
And
the song I'll sing is, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. No matter how you feel, see the word and you will be healed. Take over yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord.
We did courage.
This is your show. See, everything I do is for you.
You write the pages of my life like a famous award-winning playwright. You take your time until you're satisfied. You see right through me. You tear down my walls, my impersonations. You work on me in spite of all my imperfections.
Oh, 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 oh.
All that I need is your love.
Oh, 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 oh.
You shower me with grace from above.
Oh, 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 oh.
See everything.
Telling man, every now and then I go to Egypt, dog, and I see some cats I used to run with. And they come up to me, man, they be like, yo, show, man, let's get back to some dirt. And I be like, hold up, pump your brakes, you're doing 90 to 30. And I'm like, look, I can't do that no more. And them cats be like, what? I gotta articulate real well to them, man. I just like, yo, man, Christ died for my sins, I love the Lord, I got a spirit in me. And to sum it all up, man, it's because I'm in love. You wanna know more, man, I can explain it to you. Sit back and let me tell you about this marvelous God that I'm in love with. You've been aching for a while. It's something to make you smile. We reppin' them proud as the world's looking around for a.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm in love. with the captain of the ship. When the waves get to rocking the boat, we walk on water like he taught us to float. I got these scriptures to quote, and when it seems like your boy can't cope, I got a team tight like three-strand rope. It ain't easily broke. The mountain in front may seem unclimbable, but after his work on the cross, it would seem irresponsible if we threw in the towel because of life's small obstacles. Yeah, we know a God who makes the unlikely possible. This phenomenal love and holiness ain't optional, so the world looks at us like we're so illogical. Keep our faith in the word to be a godly influence.
New JR! It's okay, it's alright. That is, if you in Christ Jesus, baby. Yeah. Woo! Jesus Christ. All day and all night, y'all. Yeah. Come on, y'all. Talk to him, man.
Hey, you was pushing that Cadillac, sitting on 24s. You always did it big, from the girls to your clothes. Homie, you had it all, money, power, and fame. Your life is so complete, you wouldn't change a thing. But on one rainy night, yes sir, this all would change. Lost control of the wheel, flipping madly insane. You'll never walk again, but yet you're still alive. So now you're asking, got why with those tears in your eyes? You thought all hope was gone, but mama prayed you through. Spoke about the Son of God and how he died for you. You'll never be the same, God, you came to believe. The thing that Jesus said, now your life is complete.
Hey, yo, what up, y'all? It's your man, Willie Moe Jr. from the Willie Moe Jr. Live Show on YouTube. Make sure you keep it locked right here on iCulture Radio. Radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, inspiring culture. Don't turn that dial unless you're turning it up. Flat out.
All right, we are back to iCulture Radio Live and remote at the Kingdomwood Christian Film Festival doing our thing, man. Live, yo. Got to give a quick shout-out to the music we heard tonight, man. We didn't get to address the ones earlier, but we wanted to make sure you know. Earlier you heard Mississippi Shine by Willie Moe Jr.
All
right. I was just in the car on the way over here, actually. Big shout-out to the big bro, P-Dub. Also, Destiny by Becca Shea and Power of Good by YG Newman. And then we just heard Your Show by Michelle Bonilla, Higher Love by So Baraka, one of my favorite rappers, and then OK by JR. So we've been playing good music.
Man.
You know we always do. What you think of that music, Mama Love?
Not only the music, but the conversation and where we at. You know, and our executive producer, Earth D, she, you know, she hooked this thing up. I got to give a shout out to her. I mean, she said we rocking out, you know, doing a live. I was like, okay, cool, you know. And now that we're hearing all this anointing and all these great ministers of theater and play, I'm like, well, and this young man here that finally showed up with us with the testimony. Whoa. Earth told me tone it down. She told my boy, you're the king.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I get scared when I get to 20.
This is iCulture Radio. We stay
this what I told her. I say, get scared when I get to 20.
Yeah.
I'm just cruising on this.
Yeah. But we're doing it big, man. We got to let y'all know, too. Y'all got to be sure to follow us on Twitter at iCulture Radio.
Right.
Join the Facebook page, facebook.com/iCultureRadio, or come to the website, iCultureRadio.com. Be a part of the conversation. You can always call in for 404-355-8699 if you want to talk to any of the guests here, or even just talk to, you know, Mama Glow and Rick Black. You know, we always talking back, you know.
What they can win. What about our games and our prizes? Rock with it, Rick.
We got our 1 minute ended promo. $100 to a random person. This is a raffle, you know, but you got to vote. If you vote on the 1 minute attendance,
you got to vote.
We're going to put you in a raffle. We're going to draw your name, get $100 to a random person who votes.
And it's $100 cash. It's $100.
Gift card. I can't give you cash. That's kind of tacky, so I'm going to give you a gift card.
I want to say this. The more you vote, the more entries you get.
Yeah.
So every week, we're going to put up new songs. And you get to vote for each one of those songs for each week for the entire month of July. So vote.
If you want no cash.
All right. Well, look, we have more conversation coming. Before we do that, we got to keep our licenses all together. So we want to make sure we stay on the air. So we're gonna go quickly to the station ID and we'll be right back. iCulture Radio.
Right after the station ID. Yeah.
860 AM WAEC Atlanta.
The opinions expressed during the sponsored programs on this station are strictly those of the program hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of Beasley Broadcast Group, this station, its staff, other advertisers, or agencies.
Okay, people, it's summertime, and I know what you're thinking. Perfect time to get in shape, but you're not too excited about it. Well, we got you. True Fitness is a brand new training program designed to help you get results. Just 3 hours per week for 12 weeks, and you will be in the best shape of your life. Cardio, endurance, resistance training, even nutrition, all in a positive, motivational environment. True Fitness. Real results for real people. Call us right now at 678-446-0441. Again, that's 678-446-0441. Or check us out on the web at mytruefitnesspro.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
All right, we are back to our coaching radio. Got the bill taken care of for everything. They pay. Okay. We still owe a couple more about it before the show is over, but, you know, we on time, though. The lights don't get cut off. Yes, we got a couple more. But yeah, the lights don't stay on. We paid the minimum. we are back here live again, Kingdom Wood Film Festival, Peachtree Dunwoody, Atlanta, Peachtree Chamblee Dunwoody, somewhere. We're in North Atlanta. Having a good time. And we have a couple more guests with us today. We have Miss Pamela. Is your name one more time?
Bass Brown.
Miss Pamela Bass Brown. Tell the world who you are.
I am CEO of Pear Tree Incorporated, where we provide entertainment resources for the Atlanta area. So right now, I have a client that's filming at the Alliance on the 20th, and we're providing the film and lighting and sound crew for her. And my website is www.pearatl.com.
Okay.
So please go out there and check out our portfolio. And I also am the director for Express Yourself, and I have Ms. Daisy Jones here.
Hey, Ms. Daisy.
Hello, everybody.
Ms. Daisy, before we get to you, I got to ask, Pear Tree.
How do you get away with Pear Tree in Georgia?
Because what I do is I pair individuals with the resources that they need. So it's the P-A-I-R, but it's just a spin on.
Remember,
don't you?
That's good.
See? And it will, too. That's right. It will forever resonate in your mind, right?
Yeah, our culture radio. You get the insight here in our culture.
That's right. And so we're going to come back and talk to you more. Ms. Daisy, tell us about your platform and the things that you're doing in the kingdom as it relates to film, TV, theater.
Well, actually, I produce a TV show that is on Comcast, and it's called Express Yourself.
All right.
Because, you know, even in the media, they express themselves with their different views and their opinions and all of that. And we as people, and of course, when we look at a community of people, that we need to learn how to express ourselves as we really are supposed to be expressed and not be conformed by other people.
My God.
Because the media is a free platform. And with Express Yourself, what we do, we have different topics. It's a talk show, but it's not your average talk show.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do segments with particular issues that are a part of the conversation. And the one thing that I've learned, that individuals are not all the same. So we make sure that we address all situations with all individuals. We have topics such as she's got issues.
Mm.
And we discuss issues with females. We have a segment that we call He's Got Issues.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a segment that we do is called 1+1=1. And that involves relationships.
Okay.
And people understanding that. But my favorite is the state of the youth.
Mm.
Okay. Absolutely. So because we focus on the youth. The youth have to understand what they are born to do before they are designed through the mind of the
God.
Media.
Thank you.
And even situations with their parents and all of that. So when you look at the state of the youth, it's very important that we as people focus in on that and make sure that the youth understand you are the future. You're not an ex generation.
Right. Oh, my God.
You're the future.
That's right. That's right. I knew you.
But you know, I want to say the funny thing about the show is a lot of people that watch the show, they think it's, you know, a religious show.
Mm-hmm.
And we here at Express Yourself, we let them know, are you religious,
mm-hmm.
or are you a living, breathing human being that was created?
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about that. Now, if you feel the spirit, that's because there's a spirit in each one of us. And if we pour in on it, whatever the real spirit that you were born with, even no matter, you know, a lot of times kids don't like their mother's mother did this. And I always, at Express Yourself, we let them understand. You have to express yourself. Because no matter who, how you got here, you're here for a purpose. And you have to understand what that purpose is. And that's one thing that I love about supporting, you know, Kingdom Wood and bringing up the value in so-called Christian films. To me, I don't really see them as Christian films. I see them as films showing people the righteous way to live. Right, but even in your situation, when you watch so-called Christian films, it will show you the right way to deal with wrong things that happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
But it also gives you an insight on how you can come through on the positive side.
Okay,
because for every negative, there is a problem.
Come on now.
Amen.
So that's what we do with Express Yourself.
So
we make sure that people, when you come on the show, we want you to express yourself. It's not about controversy. It's about communication, understanding, and encouragement.
Before we get away from, allow time to get away from us, because I could sit and listen to you today. Tell the listeners how they can connect to you, how can they support you, and how can they find you on social media or the Internet.
Okay, we do have a website. It is expressit411.
at gmail.com.
Okay.
We also have a website, and it is www.expressyourselfontv.com.
Okay.
We also broadcast Sunday nights, 8 o'clock, on Comcast 25.
Okay.
And it's a one-hour show.
Awesome.
And you can also find it on YouTube.
On YouTube.
777, and it's Express Yourself.
Spell T-Hop for me, just so the listeners are clear.
T as in Tom, H-O-P, 77.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
But look, we about to go to a few more commercials, man. Y'all stay tuned. We have more guests on the other side. iCoach Radio. We'll be right back.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
The UGAI Community Improvement Corporation, or KIC, is a 501c3 organized for redefining ghetto fabulous. You heard that right. UGAI KIC is most concerned with strengthening, empowering, and enhancing the quality of life for individuals and families of urban communities.
UGAI Kick is providing scholarships to students desiring careers in the urban inspirational music and entertainment industry, creating music programs in schools that have limited to no music programs, providing mentoring and leadership resources and programming to challenged individual single-parent households in urban neighborhoods and communities. UGAI Kick is providing various tools and resources to bridge success, wealth empowerment sessions, and educational seminars to transform disparaging financial positions, closing the digital divide, a Dress for Success clothing closet, and spiritual gifts and an entrepreneurial program. To find out how you can get involved, support, or donate, visit UGAICIC.org. That's UGAICIC.org.
A few local powerhouse non-for-profits, Every Child Accounted For, Georgia Extreme Youth Football League, have joined forces with East Mountain Studios to support Rocking Out Education.
Rocking Out Education is providing unique educational avenues to musically talented youth in East and South Metro Atlanta.
Rocking Out Education is in need of the community's support with our Help for Hunger fundraiser.
Help for Hunger provides high-quality frozen food boxes that feed the whole family at low, low prices. So go online now to onesourcefoods.net. Click the fundraiser tab and look for Rocking Out Education to contribute to this great cause. EBT SNAP accepted. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/rockingouteducation.
Back live. Earth,
hanging off the chain.
I am like thrilled.
It's been just overwhelming with the knowledge and the, you know, the just the in-depth conversations with everybody.
I
am just like so elated. I'll tell you, I get easily excited, so y'all know I'm just like over the moon right now. We are here at Shambly Dunwoody at the Holiday Inn Perimeter, Kingdomwood Christian Film Festival's Making Films of Faith. For all you would-be filmmakers, playwrights, television programmers, writers, camera people, actors, you need to be here at this conference this weekend. Tonight is a free event. This weekend, Saturday, is a full day. As Audrey said, you can come in and get instruction, workshops on how to do a film from start to finish. So you cannot lose with this investment. I think it's $99 for this weekend. So you definitely want to come and network. If you can make it out here tonight, be sure you come on through.
Yes, because that's a phenomenal, phenomenal investment at $99 to get that type of information. And we've met so many people already who are already involved in the industry, especially the gentleman from Ohio, the young lady from Ohio with the books, and she's doing the play. We just met with Hair Tree, and they're already up with a live program on Comcast.
Exactly.
Of course, Ms. Audrey has plays that she's doing now. I mean, it's just a smorgasbord if you want to get involved.
It is. Even, I think Ms. Pamela said that she does financing, so there are people here that can do distribution, that can, you know, coach you in every area that you would need to learn how to do this. So if God has placed it in your heart to be a filmmaker, produce television programs.
Plays,
exactly. Come down to this conference. You need to be here this weekend. You don't want to miss it.
This is your plug-in.
This is it. And you don't have to travel. If you're in the Atlanta area, you don't have to travel that far to do it. Also, you can find Kingdomwood Christian Film Festival because they do have the annual festival in October of every year. It is online, kingdomwood.com. Just like Mollywood, but Kingdom. Everything is based on a kingdom mindset. So if that's where you're being guided by God, you need to be here. You need to get involved.
Rick.
Yeah.
I'm still there, Pumpkin.
You know what? I ain't going nowhere, man.
I thought they snatched you up and, you know, you was casting somewhere.
Nah, you know, I've been meditating. They told me to, you know, be quick to listen and slow to speak. So I've been reading that this week. So I was just kind of, you know, letting y'all do y'all thing. I didn't want to interrupt. Mama told me that.
Well, hold on, because I just want to tell Ursula, hallelujah, you finally being obedient?
Oh, finally. Mama, girl, I've been obedient. I'd have been trying to be obedient. I feel like you really my mama. I'm, like, really trying to explain myself.
like that. She's a surrogate mom where mom is
right.
Well, yeah, a little earthly. After all these years, I'm still trying to be obedient too. Okay.
Right. Hey. But look, man, you know we got our 1 minute of ended segment. We got to make sure we play them. So, you know, we had a couple. We had our votes come out. You know, we want to remind y'all: vote. The entire month of July, if you vote, every vote counts as another entry to win $100. Almost said a million. We ain't got that money yet. I meant $100. That's spelled HUNDID. $100 if you vote.
I don't know what that
is. That's your disobedient again. Look, is it a yard? Just spell yard. It's a yard.
But look, man, we got to get to our 1 minute of ended segment. You all voted.
All right.
We listened. Y'all listen up. Here's your 1 minute of ended segment.
Just one of those things. I just can't even fathom how you can love something so filthy. No, I just think about it.
Symbol around and grab a sword. Let's aim praise to Emmanuel, sovereign Lord. It's beyond emotional speech and wordy proposals. It's the life of King Yeshua who molds you. Waiting for his return, we yearn home. In the midst of seraphim, singing praises, facing his throne. Holding the scribe that squirts tears, Abba, I love your soul. We call on you sonically from the depths of our soul. In pain, we seek your face and hope you hear our cry. I'm lost without you in the midst of an eye of devilish worship and strikes without purpose. Just to scratch hell's gate, is it worth it?
Think about it.
Believe.
Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it.
I hold the scribe, right in love, led us to the groom. But we are the bride, I'm overjoyed, jumping the broom, yelling Mazel Tov.
I feel good, and I feel you bring me right back home. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. I feel so safe in your arms. I always said if it wasn't for the Lord, where would I be? And I'm just being real though. Probably be stressed from the world with no direction.
I know you didn't give me this gift so I could just toss it. I wanna win so bad, but I'm haunted by losses. Searching for a record deal so hard I almost lost it. Should've trusted you, my family is what it almost cost it. Try to put my pride to the side, I was one of the bosses. Perception is everything, I was always flossing. And yeah, it felt good, but it ain't feel real. They tried to assassinate my character, Kill Bill. I still struggle with the thought of quitting the game. I got the flow, am I ready for what comes with the fame? I can't complain, cause I love what you already done. To have my music inspire people to know your son and to know you. I realize that certain things that I must go through is bigger than pressing the record button on Pro Tools. So even if I don't reach the world and only reach one, I'm still down to ride with you until the job is completely done.
I feel good, if ever I feel I should bring me right back home. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, I feel so safe in your home.
I always said if it wasn't for the Lord, where would I be? And
I'm hey, yeah, shoot, shoot, ah, hey, yeah, shoot, shoot.
Blindly believing what I've been taught, never been my policy. Yeah, it's so mysterious, but no, he's not mythology. Used to doubt Messiah, but now believe in him solidly. He gave me life when the darkness tried to swallow me. You don't believe it, yeah, one day y'all will see. Not always the best example, gotta make an apology. And only as I follow Christ, follow me. And if you see me slipping, pray for me solemnly. And when I make mistakes, embarrassing, humbling, but I keep on going to the throne of grace, stumbling. I'm disgusted with myself, it's hard to receive the grace that they're giving me so liberally and frequently. So grateful for Yeshua, without him wouldn't stand a chance. I would be burning gasoline drawers in my baggy pants. See why I love him.
What's up, this is Canton Jones and you're listening to iCulture Radio. Radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and an inspiring culture. Holla back, yo!
Well, 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 that's your 1 minute of ended this week. You voted, we listened. Rick, who are those people that they listened to?
Man, we heard Think About It by Gabriel Strong featuring Jay Brill. We heard I'm Still by Jack Riff. Shout out to Jack Riff, man. I met him couple months ago out at Oasis
all right,
Church,
all
man,
right.
And, you know, exchange, gave him the iCulture Radio card, so, you know, I'm happy to, you know, hear that he reached out to us. You know, and then All Hail King Yeshua. All Hail King Yeshua, my brother Warren. Yeshua. Yeah, I thought it was Yeshua. Spell here Yeshua. So, you know, we got to work on the teleprompter because as I read what's on the paper.
Right. We got to do our enunciation and pronunciation.
Yeah, man. We got to work because, you know, I just read what's on the paper.
Awesome. Well, yeah, we definitely want to remind the listeners that, you know, if you did or you didn't like those songs, it's completely up to you. You decide. We just play it. We want to put the power back in your hands. 1 minute or end it. As you know, everything on iCulture Radio is played only 1 minute unless it's an extended feature. So because we want to give the power back to you guys, back to the listening audience, you vote, we listen, and we play it. You love it, we like it. So it's up to you guys. Well, again, we are here at Kingdom Wood Christian Film Festival's Making Films of Faith in Dunwoody, Atlanta, Georgia, at the Holiday Inn. So if you can make your way here, we will be delighted to meet you and greet you, as well as all of the great people here who are about the business of making film, television, or theater presentations for the Lord. So we're excited.
Yes, and don't forget, if you guys vote on that 1 minute or end it, you get a $100 gift card.
$100?
Right. The entire month of July, you get a $100 gift card from iCulture Radio to use at whatever you would love to do. So vote, go to that website,
Facebook. Mm-hmm. Find us on Twitter at iCulture Radio, twitter.com/iCultureRadio. To be able to talk to us and fellowship with us on social media.
And don't forget, every Friday, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., we're coming at you live. Every Friday, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., coming at you live.
Well, you know, I just want to remind people, you know, a couple of months ago, back in April, when we had our official relaunch, we were going to do our lunch and launch event.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
We're ready. We're actually going to do it each Thursday, July 18th.
Yes.
Back at the C Room from 7 to 9. Yeah. So the information will be available on our website soon. Actually, it is there now, and I will do a Facebook invite. So y'all be looking out for our launch event, July 18th. At the C Room, 7 to 9 p.m. Come out and celebrate with us. We'll have some great presentations. You'll be able to network with other entertainment professionals. So check us out.
Yes. And don't forget, you are the star on iCulture. Make sure you send in that 1 minute or end it. And this has been awesome. This is the first of many to come in the summer where we're out and abroad and meeting the movers and shakers of the faith industry. And we're just excited to be out here with them. I mean, this was awesome for us. So we don't want you guys to miss out on it. Make sure when you check out the iCultural website that you look for these events that are coming up so that you can make sure that you are abreast on the different things, because these venues are hot now. They used to be 10 years ago, not here, but they're here now for you.
Right.
Tonight has been awesome. I mean, you babies out there that were in the media and theater and playwrights and bookwrights and publishers and photographers and videographers,
right,
these people are here tonight that are actually doing it and making an income on it, and you definitely, definitely don't want to keep missing what events are going to be posted on iCulture Radio.
Right.
So make sure you go and look and check out that events pod. For just drop it down. If you want to listen to any past shows, drop it down too. Go to podcast. Yeah, just in case you missed any information. Maybe you missed the phone numbers. Maybe you missed the websites of the different guests that have been on.
Mm-hmm.
Those will be on there for you as well. So we want to make sure. Maybe you want to get some of the artists. Ursula's phenomenal. Every artist is on. The song title.
Mm-hmm.
Support, support, support. We're ready to do that. Stay in there, right, Ricky Rick?
Hey, always, always. And don't forget, man, if you're a part of it, you got something you got going on, yo, holla at us, shout us out, reach out to us. We want to come to your event, you know. Maybe we do a live remote with you. You know, we out there with you. So, look, man, we all a part of the culture. You a part of the culture. We a part of the culture. It's our culture, our culture. You know, we out here doing it. So we having a good time, and I enjoy myself, man. Y'all enjoy yourselves.
I did too, Ricky Rick. Yeah, we was cute, Ricky Rick. I always enjoy when cute Ursula bling blinging, and
hey.
I was bling blinging, and you was blinging.
I had just one bling. I only get one bling, Mama Glow.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, me and Ursula got something for you in the pocketbook. We gonna get you. I got you. I got some glitter fingernail polish and everything.
Oh no!
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
that is a topic for another show.
Well, I know we just about reached the end of our show. We're gonna pay some more bills and then we're gonna be out. All right, iCulture Nation, we love you. Until next week, same time, same place.
Calling all ministers of the tribe of Judah. Have you ever wondered how the Harlem Choir or the Gaithers or Yolanda Adams gets that soul-stirring sound and you're crying? It is the power of the anointing. Well, now we have Flowing in the Anointing workshops. We'll train your music ministers to destroy yokes and remove burdens with the power of the anointing through every performance, whenever they open their mouths, through the instrument, dance, or lifting their hands for praise. For more information, call me, Mama Glow Glow, 770-892-9987 or 770-892-9987. Let's get your warriors trained today. Hey guys, have you been looking for a place to go where you can get your praise on, get great food and entertainment? Well, the Sea Room Multiplex is Atlanta's premier weekend spot for alternate nightlife and urban-inspired, faith-driven lifestyle events. Yes, the Sea Room, located at 4013A Road, Forest Park, Georgia. Doors open at 7 p.m. For tickets, you can visit SeaRoomAtlanta.com or you can call 678-823-5124 or 678-823-5124. Again, if you mention this ad on iCulture Radio, you will get a discount. So we'll see you at the Sea Room Multiplex. Bye-bye.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
Thank you for listening to iCulture Radio. If you have questions about the broadcast or if you'd like to be featured on the show, please call the Alliance at 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to iCultureRadio.com. On Facebook, search for iCulture Radio. And be sure to join us every week at the same time, right here on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio.